The Indian River is a mid-sized system. It drains a large valley to the east of Sitka, but there are no glaciers or permanent snowpack feeding it. I'm standing in the riverbed wearing running shoes. Didn't even occur to me to wear boots. The Indian River is low, and there are more fish in it than I've ever seen. We spook 200 or 300 pink salmon, and they surge away across the shallow gravels, leaving us standing among carcasses. I'm with Dave Gordon, the area management biologist for Fish and Game, and his tech, Jess Coltharp. A stream plugged with salmon is a good thing, but there is a problem. Gordon picks up a pink salmon and cuts it open.
Been dead a long time. There's another one. Yep. Just still in the skein. And obviously didn't die from spawning, died of stress there for some time. So based on that sample, I'd say a high percentage of the mortality you are seeing here is unspawned fish.
Gordon cuts open 5 dead females, and all still have eggs, but he's not necessarily alarmed. For these salmon to have survived 2 years in the ocean and then come this far upstream only to die on the banks is not that unusual.
I think you always have a certain amount of stress mortality associated with the spawning event, so you are going to see pre-spawn fish die even in when the water is in better shape than it is here. But I certainly would think that the water quality in this case is definitely adding to the stress a lot and is probably causing a higher number to die before they have a chance to spawn.
Decaying fish rob the stream of oxygen. In a normal year, carcasses are flushed out to sea. Obviously, low rainfall is at the heart of the problem here, but are there also just too many fish?
This is an all-time record for Alaska. Right now, it's something above 250 million fish have returned.
Steve Reifenstuhl is the general manager of the Northern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association. In this job and in his previous position with a local processor, he's worked closely with the Seine Fleet, whose bread and butter is pink salmon. In Southeast, fishermen have taken nearly 90 million pinks.
We probably left at least 10 million, maybe 20 million pink salmon in the ocean that weren't needed for escapement that could have been harvested if there would have been sufficient process capacity.
But catching those fish, Reifenstuhl says, would have been unrealistic. The industry in Southeast can best handle about 70 million fish.
You know, you can't build infrastructure for a once in 120-year event.
And less fish would have been a good thing at this stage, but there's a lot of systems that are much smaller than this, are much smaller watersheds, are much more dependent on the rainfall to have any water at all, and those are getting desperately low.
Dave Gordon thinks there are probably about 3 times as many fish in Sitka's Indian River than it can accommodate, and more are holding off the mouth in salt water, waiting for the stream to rise. But they can't hold forever. Enough will make it, though, to maintain this stock. Gordon thinks the system would be at risk of a crash only if dry weather persisted well into September. That's not a very big worry at the moment. Gordon, like any fisheries manager, is worried about taking my call next year.
I think what happens when people see this, and then next year we're going to get something more normal, and they're going to go, where's all the fish? You know.
Reporting on the banks of the Indian River in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.